Praise the Lord. Message number 181. The title of the message, Watchman, Part 13. What you can learn from Moses to be a watchman. Section C. The priests as watchmen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Numbers and let's read verse 1 to verse 20. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take a census of the Kohathite branch of the Levites by their clans and families. Count all the men from 30 to 50 years of age who come to serve in the work in the tent of meeting. This is the work of the Kohathites in the tent of meeting. The care of the most holy things when the camp is to move. Aaron and his sons are to go in and take down the shielding curtains and cover the ark of the testimony with it. Then they are to cover this with hides of sea cows, spread a cloth of solid blue over that and put the poles in place. Over the table of the presence, they are to spread a blue cloth and put on it the plates, dishes, and bowls, and the jars for drink offerings. The bread that is continually there is to remain on it. Over these, they are to spread a scarlet cloth. Cover that with hides of sea cows and put its paws in place. Verse 9, they are to take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand that is for light together with its lamps in its wick, trimmers, and trays, and all its jars for the oil used to supply it. Then they are to wrap it and all its accessories in a covering of hides of sea cows and put it on a carrying frame. Over the gold altar, they are to spread a blue cloth and cover that with hides of sea cows and put its poles in a place. They are to take all the articles used for ministering in the sanctuary, wrap them in a blue cloth, cover that with hides of sea cows and put them on a carrying frame. Verse 13, they are to remove the ashes from the bronze altar and spread a purple cloth over it. Then they are to place on it all the utensils used for ministering at the altar, including the fire pans, meat forks, shovels, and sprinkling bowls. Over it, they are to spread a covering of hides of sea cows and put its poles in a place. After Aaron and his sons have finished covering the holy furnishings and all the holy articles, and when the camp is ready to move, the Kohathites are to come to do the carrying. But they must not touch the holy things, or they will die. The Kohathites are to carry those things that are in the tent of meeting. Eleazar, son of Aaron, the priest, is to have charge of the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the regular grain offering, and the anointing oil. He is to be in charge of the entire tabernacle and everything in it, including its holy furnishings and articles. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, see that the Kohathites, tribal clans, are not cut off from the Levites, so that they may live and not die when they come near the most holy things. Do this for them. Aaron and his sons are to go into the sanctuary and assign to each man his work and what he is to carry. But the Kohathites must not go in to look at the holy things even for a moment, or they will die. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. We come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask to anoint my lips and anoint this time, anoint your word to your church and to your people, whatever the purpose of sending this message. Let your purpose prevail. I pray for discernment. I pray for watchfulness. I pray for wakefulness for all the work, for all the workers, the pastors, the leaders, and everyone will guard the deposit that it was entrusted to him, the ministry, the responsibility, and everyone will have discernment how to allocate ministry and how to trust people, how to protect the people under his or her care from doing wrong and mistakes. I do pray in the name of Jesus that, Lord, that you will use this message mightily, O God, to give warning, to give teaching, to give deep understanding of how your work need to be done. Lord, anoint my lips and arrange the message in the way that you want it to flow in the life of your church and your people. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. This is all we ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. You know, Moses and Aaron here, both of them, they directed the Levites of how to carry on the service inside the tabernacle. You know, Moses and Aaron as watchmen directed Eleazar, son of Aaron, to watch the service in the sanctuary as they were directed with the word of the Lord. We can read in verse 16, according to the word of God, their son Eleazar. Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, is to have charge of the oil for the light, the fragrant incense, the regular grain offering, and the anointing oil. He is to be in charge of the entire tabernacle and everything in it, including its holy furnishings and articles. So here, the first thing they did, they appoint somebody to be in charge of everything. You know, the watchman is a man who is discerning and have understanding as he is directed or she is directed with the word of God and the leading of the Holy Spirit to give certain people certain ministry. Here, Eleazar was chosen to be in charge of everything that is going on in the tabernacle, in the sanctuary of the Lord. at that time of Moses, there are two set up of workers in the sanctuary. The priest and the Levites. Every one of them had different responsibilities. The Levites here are represented in this scripture. They were represented by the Kohathites, a branch of the Levites, and their responsibility here is to carry on, is to carry the things. They are not responsible to rub the things or to bring the things down or to arrange the things. It have to be arranged, everything covered, prepared, and they are the one to go on and carry. You know this, what is going on now. Certain times there is chaos. You give a ministry for some people, they give it to other people, or one ministry given for someone, the other they will come and do it without discretion. That should not be there. There must be a delegation. Certain people, this person will do this ministry. It cannot be that other people will come, or he will leave his ministry and do other ministry that is not assigned to him. That is chaos, and it is not acceptable, and that will bring mistakes, and these mistakes will bring God wrath and God anger. Everyone should assign his ministry, and everyone should do his ministry, and he should not do things that is not assigned to him. God's words teaches that everyone should have his own assignment and should not go ahead and do what he is not asked to do. The Kohathites, as we have read, should not come in contact with the holy things. Therefore, God's advice was the following. You know, they should not go and touch. What the Lord advised in verse 19 and verse 20, Aaron and his sons are to go into the sanctuary and assign to each man his work and what he is to carry. But the Kohathites must not go in to look at the holy things, even for a moment, or they will die. Not only they should not touch, they should not look. So how the ministry going on when they want to remove the sanctuary? Aaron and his sons, they will go in, they will bring the things down, they will cover them. And when they will cover them, the Kohathites, when they will come to carry, they don't know what is inside. They should not look, they should not see. So there's a certain secret things in the ministry. Some person should know, other person should not know. That is here the importance. The Kohathites need to be protected. They should not look. They should not touch. That's why they are covered. Then they should not look. When they will tell them, you go and carry the golden altar. The golden altar is covered by a covering, as we have read. So how the Kohathites, they will carry it while they don't know what is it. What is he here? Aaron and his son are to go into the sanctuary and assign to each man his work and what he is to carry. They will come near the golden altar. They will not tell the Kohathites this is the golden altar. They say, you four personnel, you come and carry this. That is how God shows us in his word. That is how the ministry to be carry on. Not everyone put his nose for the thing that does not belong to him. You should, every one of us should know our limit. You should know your limit. And you should not interfere with the thing that does not belong to you. As we have read that the priests, the descendants of Aaron, are to wrap everything. And then the Kohathites to come and carry what is assigned to them. And when they are carrying, they are under the instruction, under the direction of the priest, who will direct them of what they need to carry. They are carrying, but they don't know what they are carrying. You know, the key verse for the watchman ministry in this message is we can read in verse 17 and 18. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, since that the Kohathite tribal clans are not to cut off from the Levites, because if they will come in and touch things and they will see, because they will go, they want to carry and it is robbed, they will go inside. If no one will direct and no one with them, no one will show them what to carry, the thing that they need to do precisely, they have to open the covering and they will touch and they will be put to death. As watchmen, Moses and Aaron directed Eleazar, son of Aaron, to watch what is going on inside the tent of meeting in order to protect the Kohathites by not allowing them to do certain services that will be displeasing to God and expose them to death. How we can apply the message in the life of the church and the ministry today? In every congregation, there are workers of different level of achievement, consecration, and holiness. There are those who can be pastors, and there are those who can be workers. And even the workers, they are workers, they can do certain things, but they should not do other things. There are workers, they are not able to do certain things, but they are capable to do certain things. So that we need to assign everyone according to his capability, to the adherence, to the commitment. The point here, we should not delegate responsibility to people who are not yet fit or mature or committed or responsible or able to handle certain tasks without being exposed to danger. Ministry is a dangerous thing. People, when they do ministry, when they do mistake and wrong, they'll be disciplined by the Lord. We must understand there are many who are given certain responsibility in the church. They could be not yet fit to the task, and when they will start to serve, they will do mistakes and wrong steps and even sin, and that will bring the anger of God not only against them but against the church and against us. So we have to be discerning in how to delegate and how to do the ministry of the Lord faithfully. The Lord is calling us to be accountable in the matter of delegation, to whom we will delegate and what we will delegate, as watchmen and having the key person position should know what to delegate and whom we will give such ministry. Paul said to Timothy in book of 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 5, but you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. So here he asked him to delegate and discharge his ministry and the duty of his ministry to other people. But Paul also said to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 22, do not be hasty in the laying on of hands, and do not share in the sins of others. Keep yourself pure. What he's telling him, not to be hurried to delegate. You have to delegate, but you have to be careful to whom and how you will be going to do it. There are certain guidelines that we need to follow. You know, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron in verse 19, there's a key statement, so that they may live, about the cause, so that they may live and not die when they come near the most holy things. Do this for them. There are certain things that Aaron and son, they need to do to the Kohathites so that they will not die. Do this for them. What he mentioned here, that Aaron and his sons are to go into the sanctuary and assign to each man his work and what he is to carry. So here's the key statement, do this for them. As watchmen, how to assign the responsibilities and the ministry for others. The following things we need to observe in delegating responsibilities. What are the things that we need to observe before we delegate responsibilities, before we give ministry, and what the Lord said, do this for them, what we need to do? There must be certain minimum period of time needed to pass in the life of the worker before we delegate responsibilities. Time will always reveal certain things that is not apparent at first instance. You know, some people, they will join a church and at once they give them ministry. That's wrong. Or some people, they will come to church and say, I want to do ministry. It cannot be. Minimum 6 months to 12 months before we delegate. Minimum. And everything go well, 6 months to 12 months. Always those who remain with us and for a long time, they are more privileged for the purpose of delegation. The early church, when they wanted to replace the place of Judah, they put this criteria. In Acts chapter 1, in verse 21, we read, therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us. The whole time the Lord Jesus went in and out among us. So here, when they wanted to replace somebody, they replace him with someone. They say, what they put the criteria. Therefore, it is necessary to choose one of the men who have been with us the whole time. So there's a timetable importance before we delegate. Time expose weaknesses, time expose sin, time show commitment, time expose wrong character, and those who remain with us and for a long time, they are the faithful people, and they are people who will be more accountable than a new person else. Second, the level of maturity and the worker attitude and character need to be observed before delegation. Certain people, they show commitment to the Lord and to the church, but they are still not yet reach certain level of maturity, or their attitude cannot be trusted for ministry. Attitude and character are checked for maturity. And even if they have commitment, but if their character is not good, then we cannot give them or trust them with the ministry. Or we may give them ministry, but we have to be with them. There are certain workers, when I am with them, I will ask them to do certain ministry. But if I am not there, I know they will do mistake and they will do mishap. And I don't want them to do this for them, so that they will not die, so they will not be cut off from the liver. They will be not be cut off from the church and the ministry. The next point here is the level of commitment of the worker. You know, the worker who is candidate for any ministry, his commitment to God, his commitment to prayer life, his commitment to reading the Bible and studying God's word, his commitment to the church, to his family, to his work, and his responsibility toward the society in preaching the gospel should be checked before delegation. Some people, they have good attitude and character, but they don't have commitment. They are not consistent. We need to give them ministry according to their level of commitment, not their talent or attitude or character. Commitment is very important. When we give them a big responsibility and commitment is not good, even they can do, we are putting them in danger, and we are putting the ministry of the church in danger, because we delegate a responsibility of a person who is not going to do it. So there's three main things we need to observe. These are only guidelines. Certain time and period needed before we delegate, then the level of maturity, character and attitude need to be checked and verified, and the level of commitment of the worker in the areas of his life, in the ministry, in the church, in the family, in his work, evangelism, prayer life, reading the Bible, his history, is all needed to determine the level of commitment of that particular worker before delegation. And after delegation, the responsibility to the worker, we need to put a period of close observation. You know, when they employ somebody, they will put a certain period, 3 months to 6 months, they will observe. maybe more or maybe less. A period of observation is needed before we let them to serve and do their ministry alone. He said, when he said that Aaron and his son, they will go in and show them what to carry and assign to them what to carry. Even when we give the ministry, we observe 3 months, 6 months, and how they are doing it. This is point number four. After delegating the responsibilities to the workers, a period of close observation needed to be observed to check their achievement. The next point is continuous follow-up and supervision for all the workers. Every worker needed to be followed up, and his character, attitude, maturity needed to be evaluated every now and then. His commitment needed to be evaluated every now and then. And whatever needed to be done for them, that we need to do so that they will be preserved, and if there is some deterioration, they will be restored in an earlier way. You don't need to wait for their deterioration. That's why every 6 months to 1 year, we need to have some training, some follow-up, and some sort of seminar, again teaching, again laying the foundation of the teaching and the Word of God to remind, to encourage them, to recommit area maybe they are not aware, and area that is going some deterioration, the teaching, the follow-up, the observation, the visitation, the checking on things, it will help them to come back, and they'll be corrected. And if there is something discovered, then we have to work it out as watchmen to restore them gently back to the ministry and the service. As a watchman, we are called to protect the spiritual life of the personnel, our brothers and sisters that the Lord had put under our care, to help them to continue to serve the Lord. Therefore, smoothly and tactfully, we need to do this particular watchman ministry. Smoothly and tactfully lead the people who are under your care and introduce them wisely with a discernment into God's service. As Aaron and his sons are to go into the sanctuary and assign to each man his work and what he is to carry, you too need to do the same and help others to serve God under your direct supervision and commitment to protect your brothers and sisters in the Lord who delight to serve the Lord with you. That's our responsibility as watchmen and watchwomen, to protect the spiritual life of our brethren who desire to serve the Lord with us. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your word that bring clear instruction to us. Then, Lord, I commit myself to abide with your word and instruction, and to be responsible to take care spiritually of the life of the people whom you put under my care, in the way to delegate to them the responsibility that are suitable for them. Lord, tell him, Lord, I do pray to give me wisdom, discernment, and the strength and the perseverance needed, Lord, to do that. I do pray in the name of Jesus, O God, that the purpose of sending this message to protect the workers from whatever danger or mishap they are not aware, O God, give discernment to those are elders than them. Give discernment to those leaders and pastors in the church who are giving delegation and responsibilities. Lord, they will delegate according to the leading of the Holy Spirit and in line with your word, O God. And they will be caring for their brothers, O God. They will not give them, allow them to do certain things that may endanger their life. Lord, let be a fruit that you desire to see in the life of your church and your people through this word of yours will be accomplished in the name of Jesus. Lord, take this message and spread it and make it reach the church workers, the pastors, on time so that your will be done. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Christ's name. Amen and Amen.